So many cool things to marriage, man. When we go out to eat, I have like two complete meals. My wife doesn't even mind. I eat off my plate, and then I just eat shit right off her plate. Oh, it's so sad. I'm so primitive. I'm so fucking Italian that the food, I can't. I'm like a buzzard on the end of the table. I'm like, God, I'm almost done with my steak. What does she have, chicken? And she doesn't mind, man. She's such a sweetie. Her name's Michelle. I knew she was right for me because we drove cross country together and we made it. You ever try to drive a long distance with somebody you love? Right about Nebraska, you go, you know something, I'd really rather just fucking walk. That's how they settled Nebraska. It was people who had to get the hell out of the car. Yeah, great time, man. We got married out here. Yeah. It's cool, too, man. But all our, you know, she's from Minnesota. I'm from Wisconsin. All our psycho friends from Minnesota and Wisconsin came out for the wedding, you know? And they don't know what that is out here. And we got married at the Hotel Bel Air. Shh, exactly. I'm still paying for that shit. But they don't know, you know, a fancy LA thing. They don't know what that Midwest thing is, man, at all. I swear to you, we're getting married and having the reception at the Hotel Bel Air. I'm 10 minutes from getting married. I'm in my tux, for God's sake. Who the hell knows what planet my brain is on? The catering lady from the hotel comes up to me and goes, okay, just wanted to tell you, we normally anticipate 2 drinks per person for the reception. And I'm like, well, you fucking better call the National Guard right now. Because the drinking age in Wisconsin is 6, all right? Fucking priest is going to have a triple when he opens his mouth. I had dudes bringing their own kegs to my wedding, for Christ's sake, just sitting there in a tux. You said on the invitation I could bring a guest. Well, here she is.